That's why I introduced myself as an apprentice. And I cannot say I have moved very far in this apprenticeship. It's a very long apprenticeship. But that is itself a joyous process of development. But let me come to the last part of what I want to say today. I spoke of sense of submission, sense of surrender, obedience to the teacher, to the guru. But what is most unique as far as the feet of the mother are concerned, it is that the Divine Mother is the incarnation of the Divine Mother. That Sri Aurobindo is the avatar. Once again, to the present climate of intellectual arrogance, the concept of worship is an anathema, concept of surrender is anathema, and now if you say or speak of surrender to the avatar, and to conceive and to regard the mother and Sri Aurobindo as avatar, and try to understand what this means. This has been my subject for the last 50 years. What is avatar? Even in the Indian tradition, there are many who do not believe in avatar. Arya Samaj, for example, rejects the theory of avatar. There are many other trends in Indian thought which do not accept avatar. The Veda does not speak of avatar. The Upanishad does not speak of avatar. The Gita speaks eloquently of the avatar. The Puranas speak of avatar. Shaivism speaks of it. Vaishnavism speaks of it. And even there the concepts of avatar have remained so woolly and so inadequate, one does not know what is this avatar. And in that inadequacy, if you look upon the mother as avatar, Sri Aurobindo as avatar, and to be at the feet of the mother as the avatar, it is even more complex, more difficult. This has been a subject of my study for many, many years. What is an avatar? One day, a student had written to the mother a letter. Mother, we have heard that Sri Aurobindo was Leonardo da Vinci in one of his births. Is it true? So Sri Aurobindo, mother answered that letter. It was a great lesson for me and I want to share with you what mother wrote in answer to that letter. Mother said, it cannot be said that Sri Aurobindo was Leonardo da Vinci. But it is true that the soul that was Leonardo da Vinci was borrowed by the Supreme Lord when he came down as an avatar, as Sri Aurobindo. It's a very, very, very illuminating statement. The soul that was Leonardo da Vinci, that soul was borrowed by the Supreme Lord when he came down as an avatar, as Sri Aurobindo. In fact, in the Gita it is said, he who understands avatarhood understands everything. So, and this is very true. This complex statement, if we can understand the mystery of it, then the secret of avatarhood is understood. In fact, as many of you might have seen, Sri Aurobindo wrote 3 important chapters in Essays in the Gita on the avatarhood. And these 3 chapters put a seal, actually, on the truth of avatarhood, the role of the avatarhood, and the process of the avatarhood. How does the avatar come on the earth? As Sri Aurobindo says, avatar does not come on the earth to display miracles. Can do miracles, you know, without coming on the as an avatar. The avatarhood is in this world a part of the machinery of the movement of the world itself. To speak briefly about it, can be said that the ultimate goal of this world movement is to have the full manifestation of the divine on the earth. And if you ask the question, what is the meaning of the full manifestation of the divine is, the divine himself must be descended fully, permanently, forever and ever. In other words, you might say, the ultimate aim is a permanent avatar manifestation, constant manifestation of avatarhood of the divine on the earth. It is because the present world manifestation is incomplete, gradual, that whenever there is a possibility of that, to the extent to which the divine manifestation becomes possible, that particular manifestation we call avatar. It happens, as Sri Aurobindo has used the word, it's a kind of a reflex action from the divine. Create a condition on the earth such that there is a reflex, immediate, striking from this above, from the Supreme, and he's manifest here. At one time, mother had said to our teachers in the school, you think all of you today with words. I ask you to think with ideas. In future, I will ask you to think with experiences. Given 3 steps of our development, a program. Today you think with words. I ask you now to think with ideas. A time will come when I'll ask you to think with experiences.